All right. So we're talking on my recent trip to the Northern Rivers. Went and paid a visit to our ally gyms, our ally brothers and sisters, Esther and Tiora. And yeah, I thought we could talk a little bit about, well, first I thought it'd be good to give a little bit of background on how these gyms came to be.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, my experience up there.
How long did you go for?
Went for 5 days. So I went for 6 days.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So I flew up on on Monday with the intention of coming home on Friday, Friday PM. Had an awesome trip. Spent a lot of good time up there, but was ready to come home come Friday. The wife was missing me a little bit and we had a good conversation Thursday night. And I'm like, yeah, I'll be home tomorrow. Woke up to an email Friday morning from good old Jetstar telling me my flight had been cancelled that night and that the next available flight was like 10 p.m. on Sunday. So, yeah. We ended up finding another flight.
Yeah, but.
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 Because of good old Swifties and Miss Taylor Swift herself, ended up costing me 800 buckaroos to get home.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And that's like.
Shafted.
That's okay. Like, it is what it is. I'll invoice the JA. It's fine. I'll let Joey know he's copping the bill.
Don't waste your breath. Holding your breath.
Nah, hopefully I'll be able to get Jetstar to pay it, and it's all right. Like, everyone was so lovely up there that that is basically what the trip cost me anyway. So it's not like I spent a lot of money up there. So
oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Mad. So where did you stay when you were up there?
So I stayed with Chloe for the first 5 days. She and Damo have a place and I stayed in their guest bedroom, which was awesome. I basically lived her week for the first bit of it.
Okay.
I went to the gyms with her, coached when she coached, trained when she trained, but then hung out with T and Alex and Esther in the in-betweens and would go and have meetings with them and everything as well.
So for the newer members listening to this podcast, Chloe used to coach here for at least
a year and a bit.
Yeah, yeah. So she was a coach here. And then some of the other characters are the ones that live and work out of other allied gyms. So.
Which, funnily enough, they all have a connection to here too.
Yes. Yeah. Should I build a bit of background then?
Let's talk a little bit about. So obviously there are these two other entities at the moment up in the Northern Rivers, which are a part of this scene. And
then one other one here in Five Dock.
Exactly. So how did that come to be? Because obviously the people listening to this know all about Botany or hopefully know a fair bit about us here. But if they're fairly new to this, they wouldn't know how that all came to be.
Yeah, I'll try and keep it briefish.
Briefish.
And maybe we should link to Joe and I did a podcast on the Jungle Brothers podcast where we just went back in memory lane and spoke about how we started.
Yeah.
Like a refresher one of those, only a month or so ago.
There we go. Good plug. So good if plug. You want some more details, you can listen to some other beautiful voices talking a little bit more detail on these things.
But Joe T and I were all in the film industry and decided that we wanted to build, leave and start a gym community of our own and a brand of our own with a type of training that didn't exist out there.
Yep.
So we did that. We got together after many years of being outside in parks, building our class timetable and figuring out the philosophy of the training and building a membership base, etc. Mainly Joe was working in, it was Joe working in the park doing most of that, doing all of that. We started looking for a place after a couple of years. To move our people into, and we had a friend of a friend mention that there was a CrossFit gym in Botany that wanted to close down and was looking for someone to take over the space, and we went and checked it out, and that's how we ended up in Botany.
Yeah.
That was down at Pemberton Street.
Yep, near where the Botany Fitness is now.
That's it.
Yes.
That's where the psych lighting place or something like that.
Yeah.
Or is it a studio?
Yeah.
It's in that building on Pemberton.
Right next to, across the road from the Lighthouse Tattoo Parlor.
Exactly. Yes. And it looks so different down there now.
Oh, dude. It's
from what it used to be.
There's full, huge apartment blocks that weren't there in any of the old photos or anything like that. You used to be able to see out the back of the old gym, but now it's just towers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the old gym building and that and like that whole corner of that block is still old.
The factory. Same. It's still exactly the same.
Old not sell, I'd say. But so anyway, that was kind of that was where we had our first indoor facility, and that's where we started building the gym and really learning the gym business. We got to our first 50 and 100 members, and still tinkering away at the classes and running our events and having our first Christmas parties and really coming into our own and starting to own our brand and spreading the word. So I guess where do I go from here?
Well, like, so obviously from then we moved into the new locale.
Yeah.
Then timeline from the opening of the first physical space, the one in Botany,
yes,
to when you guys started to think about the JA. Yep.
I guess so. So we outgrew the space down in Pemberton and we were looking for a new place. So 3.5 years after loving Pemberton and the back alley and all of that, we moved to Underwood Avenue and we grew bigger.
Yeah.
Even before we moved over here, we had a lot of people who were interested in what we were doing. We came out of, you know, the after the start of CrossFit and its popularity, but also when the movement scene was quite hot in the kind of
Mr. industry. Ido Portel was showing up all over the place.
Yeah, and I guess with the connections made there, there was a lot of kind of crossing over of different disciplines, and because a lot of that stuff was on the progressive end, there was a lot of bonds that were made and friendships and business friendships that were happening for all of the kind of practitioners on our level with our kind of mindset.
Yeah.
And we were one, probably the first who actually built a facility and business that featured it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go back and think if there was anyone who was like, we are fucking movement and we are going to do this shit and these are the classes and we're telling you that this is good. I don't know.
I don't think anyone.
No. And that's why I say we were like the first to do it.
I think the only guys who might have been around the same time was TMC. Like, I think that was roughly around the same time, or was that a little bit later?
Not, yeah. And that's because Rod came to train with us and was like, you know, he wanted to build a facility up there.
Yeah.
And I think that we might have just played a part in giving him
the idea wherewithal
to just go, hey, yeah, we can do the same thing up there. And
which is awesome because now there's quite a few of them across.
And yeah, now it's not too uncommon to have those just different disciplines that are training, you know, bodyweight movement and the fight lift move style, but not exactly the same. But anyways, we had these people who were interested in what we're doing, and from those early days, people were wanting what we were doing elsewhere.
Yeah.
So people were like, how do I get what you guys are showing like in my suburb, etc. And there was coaches who wanted to work here or
yeah, I was gonna say that would probably have been like some of the first steps would have been what was back then the coach's internship as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So for those type of interested parties, as I said, like people in our industry and PTs and just enthusiasts, they wanted to come and train with us and hang with us. So the internship was created and we were expanding. We needed extra coaches.
Yep.
And we had, you know, the likes of Alan Liang and Ali.
Yep.
You know, amongst others, we had Big Red and others come into that first internship. But I guess where it starts to move towards the JA is when, you know, like when you go to gym and you're getting good results out of people. They want their friends are like, hey, I want some of that too, you know. And it was kind of that effect where people were like, hey, I love what you're doing. I would like to open something else all the way over on this side of the world.
Or you get someone bringing in their friend and they live in the Northern Beaches and they're like, man, it would go great here, which we still get all the time to this day.
And then it was part that and part, you know, whenever you're like for our industry, you know, as a trainer, like a lot of the why you do it, it comes down to, well, I, you know, at some level, I want to make an impact in my industry.
Yeah.
I want to make an impact on this niche part of the industry or whatever that is. And I think that once you start to do that successfully on a level and you have a teaming community and a gym and you're doing it, you got the results and you're like, wow, this really works, then the natural next step is to want to
share that with others.
Make a wider and broader impact.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, then you start the process of scaling and trying to really outline the essence of what you are and define it, you know, from a high level philosophical level through to the delivery,
through to the nitty-gritty systems and processes.
You know, yeah. And so, yeah, this started where we had this process of, you know, people coming through a coach's intensive and then having some closer gym owner coaching with us and then moving on to having guidance with opening their other facilities. And that was started by T going up and moving to Ballina and opening the first one. So
yeah. Yeah, which to add a little context for those of you who haven't been in Botany for that long, T is obviously one of the other owners here with myself, Paulie and Joe, and used to be one of the head coaches here as well. Believe it or not, there was a time where I was not a part of Jungle Botany, and I came in on one of the coaches' internships, did my 12 weeks in the firing line, and the boys were like, scrub the toilet, did all the hard yak, and the boys were like, okay, we'll keep you around for a little bit, and then ended up twisting their arms a little bit, staying a little bit longer to where we are now. So there you go. There was, as I call it, the just like there's BC before Christ, there's BD before Dylan.
Back door.
So T was thinking about moving, had voiced it a little bit, and I came in to help you boys a little bit as like a – the technical term is office bitch, I guess. Or a little bit of admin work, let's say, right?
And I like OB.
OB, office bitch. BD, OB, all these nice abbreviations. So after that happened, he gave us this grand conversation about the business being too top heavy. It's too many of us at the top. We need to spread out a little bit, which basically was him saying that he was going to open another gym.
Yeah, and he was drawn to that area at the time. His mum was living up there. And
yeah.
He moved up and so, you know, freaking opened up Ballina.
Ballina.
You know, and I say that and I pause there because
There's a whole story to that. That's definitely not a snapshot.
And I'm just reducing it down to then you opened up Ballina. So I guess from there, we really started to test, you know, how do we duplicate what we've done here successfully?
Yeah. What can be systemized and can be turned into a thing that's repeatable, and how much of the process was the essence of this physical space?
Yeah, and you know, it has been a huge learning curve and continues to be. But Ballina has been there for a couple of years now.
Yeah, it's been at least 2-3 years now.
Well, I think they've had 2 Christmas parties, so yep. Let's say 2 years.
2 years.
And in that time, we opened 5 Dock, which is back here in Sydney.
Yep, with Pedro.
And then Cabarita with Esther.
Esther and Luke, yeah.
Which is back up there near Ballina. So
yep, it's about 30 minutes away.
Yeah. So, you know, if you're not great with your geography, you've got Ballina, which is south of Byron.
Yeah.
And then you've got Cabarita north of Byron.
Closer to Tweed.
And then 5 Dock is over on the west of the Inner West.
Yeah.
West side of the Inner West. And that's now the 4 of us that make up the Jungle Alliance. And, you know, we're going to continue learning and getting better. Every facility that we open up, we learn so much more and it opens up smoother and more successfully and more effectively. So we're going to continue opening more. And that's who Dylan went up to visit. Dylan went up there on a holiday-ish business trip. Where he's gone up there, he thought, let's go and take some time away where I can do some training and be away and hanging out with friends. Like we got Chloe there, T, so many relationships with all the coaches and stuff there because we've had a lot to do with each other over the years, you know, back and forth. But you ended up like, because we're the original gym and we're almost the template for it.
Yeah.
And you and I have been doing so many great things here in the last few years since T left and Joe, I guess it's worth mentioning, it was Joe T and I, and when the office bitch came in, it was Joe T and I,
OB
and Dylan and OB here, OBizzy. And then at that particular time, T went up, and there was this idea that, well, let's have Joe and I, because the three of us were running the gym.
Yeah.
Let's take Joe and T away from running the gym. T will open up one in Ballina, and Joe will actually start working on the Jungle Alliance as a serious separate business.
Yeah.
And Paul, we'll leave you to run the gym here with Dylan. So Dylan stepped up, and since then you and I have had the reins here for, is it 3 years?
Coming up to three.
Should work out these anniversaries.
Yeah, bro.
But we've done so much great stuff, and it's even better than it was then, and it was great then. It's different as well.
Yes.
You going up there was, I think, very valuable.
It was kind of like a full circle experience as well, because it is valuable, and I know that I was able to give them a lot as well, but it was really cool to see, well, in the case of Cabarita, I know Esther, I've obviously hung out with her quite a bit when she's been down at Sydney and everything as well, but I'd never seen that space, or I'd never seen her people.
And so tell me, what was it like? Was it like going into an alternate universe?
A little bit, yeah.
Exactly the same, or was it?
So there's some real big similarities, and there's some real big differences as well. I would liken it to like, have you been to Tassie recently?
I've never been to Tassie.
Okay, well, it's kind of like going 10 years back in the past, right? Because it's beautiful, it's great, but it's like
Sydney. You mean the suburb or the gym?
No, I mean like Tassie is in the state, like Tasmania.
Okay, no, but your analogy is for Cabarita.
Oh, for the gym, yeah. Right? Okay. So it's like, okay, it's us, but like 8 months ago.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's interesting, right? Because they're doing their thing. There's real big similarities, but they're not necessarily as far along the journey as we are. So there's some key differences.
Yeah.
Cabarita especially, the community though, it's very interesting because it's like, it's a holiday town, right? Okay. Like it's very beachy. Everyone's a little bit like semi-retired, semi-working.
Tread carefully here. Yeah. People hear this.
Loved it. It was great. No one's holding a gun. No, it was fantastic. But it was definitely a different vibe, right? Like, whereas we're more city-based, and the people that come in definitely aren't always such a holiday mode. Everyone there is like, they've got time.
They're chilled.
Yeah. And they got time, right? Like, so they'll train, and then like 10 of them will go and have brekkie together, and brekkie will turn into a late brunch, and then they're still sitting there, and I'm like, don't you have homes to go to? It's great. Or like the people I had in the AM class would be there for the PM class as well. And that happens sometimes here as well, but yeah, it was a high quantity of that.
I guess they're just different lifestyles, and I don't know, you know, the demographic and the typical, you know, lifestyle that's up there, but it's just different.
Yeah.
I love that we can be up there and it can work, but you've just got different people.
Even from Cabba to Ballina, it was different, right? True. Yeah, and it's awesome that it was different because you could see the essence that is Jungle and the JA, the what we're trying to do, how we're trying to make community stronger and our ethos around that with the twists and the tastes of the owners, right? So it's like, T's gym is T's gym, and you can very much see his essence there. And the same with Esther at Cabarita. Like, she is that gym. She's the maven who's running that space, and everyone is there to be a part of that with her, right? It's like when people come here, a lot of them build connections to you or me or to some of the coaches, and that's that connection, right? So you can have the same ethos, the same values with that little twist, which was really, really cool to see.
That's cool because, you know, when we first started the JA, that's what we wanted from facility to facility, because when we started it, when we were looking at like any any new product that goes to the market, you're looking for like your point of difference and also like the problem that you're trying to solve.
Yeah.
And one of the problems was having a new gym owner, you know, would usually go into a franchise and cop huge amounts of upfront fees and then continued payments yearly that really just stunts growth and puts them in a big hole. But the other, a huge one was that you would go into a business that you'd kind of fall out of love with,
yeah,
before you broke even. And part of it was like, well, how can we give them a framework, but also allow them to express themselves inside of the brand?
Allow them to be the brand.
Yeah, yeah. And it sounds like, you know, because I imagine some franchises play the same music.
Yeah.
From freaking Ballarat to Bankstown.
That's actually...
And straight away when you said different flavors, yeah. I'm like thinking playlists.
Yeah, dude, like... Esther comes up to me. So I coached a couple of classes up there. We'll go on a little tangent here, I reckon. First thing, they were not prepared. They were not ready for that level of heat.
Or that level of hip hop.
Yes, very much so, right? Like, Esther walks up to me after class and she's like, oh, it's good. No one really plays gangster music here. And I'm like, yeah, okay, cool. it was hilarious. But even like, we were doing lizard crawls, we were doing all these things. And if you know me, I'm a pretty strict coach, right? In a nice way, just a little bit of a, I'm a little bit of a dick when it comes to like my expectations. And I don't think they were expecting that from a guy who's coming here for like two classes, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like taking him through the warm up. We go through the warm up, they're all sweating because as hot as Botany is, you can't say shit. Cabarita is a fucking furnace. That whole thing is boiling, room.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's so hot.
Air in there?
No, there's no real airflow. They've got the one big door at the front, but if there's no direct breeze, it's just hot. And they have the fan coming out the back and it does jack shit.
They need that back door. I mean, I saw it in construction. I haven't seen it.
So now the treatment room and everything's back there, so there's no real flow. So it's boiling, they're sweating, they're dying, they're doing all these warm-ups and then it gets to the end of the warm-up.
Totally like it.
And I'm like, okay, you can go get a drink now. And then someone's like, wait, we need to get permission to get a drink? And then Esther told me a story about how sometimes...
Said, not anymore.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. You just get back here now.
It was great. It was great. Yeah, sometimes they'll have coffees brought to them and all that. And I'm like, not in my class. Let's get back to work. It was great. They did really well too. It was really cool to show them where the programming goes and have a couple of conversations with the members, because obviously I write the S&M here with a little bit of help from Joe sometimes when figuring out what he's doing for the Alliance. So to give them some insight on those specific movements, which we're more familiar with, was really cool as well. And they're all getting excited like, oh, I like the lizard, but I didn't know that this is where it went to, or the precision jumps could be made harder by doing this or this, which was really cool.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
And did you coach a Ballinor as well?
I did not. I did not get the chance to. I did a couple classes. I jumped in a couple classes of Ballinor and I trained a little bit with T, but not too much. But most of my time up at Ballinor was spent talking with T and Alex. So Alex, as the people know, Alex Gardner used to train here. She was actually my lifting partner when I first joined the gym. She's stepping into a gym manager role there.
Bless. Love Alex.
It was her first week in that role. So we did a good little handover. We went out, had lunch and talked through a bunch of stuff.
She's been coaching there for a while though, yeah?
Yeah. She's been coaching there for a while. But now she's working as T's right-hand woman.
Awesome. Yep. And that was really timely that you'd go there and... just maybe help hands-on.
Yeah,
fill in some gaps. And
it was actually perfect timing because Joe was there Joe was there on Friday to Sunday as well, because he ended up having the intensive. He ran one for Ballinor. So it was spend the week with the managers and
very cool.
Really working with Esther, T and Alex and getting hands-on with them. And then they, all three of them, jumped in with some of their members into the intensive with Joey. So it was an unplanned but really happy ending, super week for them.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can sense the enthusiasm and stuff, the value that came out of it with some short conversations with T and Joe since coming back. That's wicked, bro.
Yeah.
I love it. I guess just for anyone who's just not following along, we have this, for people who want to coach in our gyms, we have a course.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's the Coaches Intensive, where you learn everything to do with our philosophy, you know, the history, a little bit of the history of how we came to it. But essentially, it does start with the training. It has to start with the training. So besides the philosophy and the reasons why, it's going into actual movements and training and then coaching and the whole breaking down the art of that.
Yeah, which is unfortunately, in a lot of cases, a lost art. So it's a very good way for people who've done their certs but don't feel like they've gotten what they need out of it to come and get some actual practical applications and skills and hands-on experience coaching people with good cues, with good movement, with
good programs. With a good, I guess, intention behind it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's one hell of a week.
Yeah, it was gnarly, man. It was so good to catch up with people. It was so good to pass on what knowledge I could. Also made me really miss botany, which was fantastic.
I was going to ask you what, you know, if there was something that you took away from there.
Yeah, man.
Or a takeaway. Like,
yeah, there was quite a few, but some of the biggest ones I'd say were what we're doing here is working. Like, I'm very proud of the work. I don't like saying that, but I am proud of the work that we've done here.
Just so you know, Dylan and I come to learn cannot take compliments.
Yeah, I would much rather just do the work and then never acknowledge it, but I'm going to try and be better at it. So what we've done, especially over the last 6 to 8 months, is really, really paying dividends for us,
yep,
but also for those other communities. And it's been so cool to go and see these people who I have this relationship with using the things that we've been working our butts off to build these communities themselves. And it meant that when I got there, I could slot straight into this beautiful community and have these beautiful relationships with people that I've never met before. And they're so welcoming because they recognize the like-minded people and the like-minded idea behind everything that is happening in their gym. And they're just so accepting of it.
And true to, you know, an alliance, it's collaborative. I've learned so much from them just in the process of them opening,
yeah,
and continue to. And I'm literally taking from some ideas of how T runs foundations and stuff, as well as Esther, like how she signs people up. And I guess what I really love is we used to be one gym, and now, like, we have this great – we have a huddle every Monday with the four gyms via Zoom. We had this great conversation where we all had similar problems. Or yep. We all had a similar sense for something, and we were talking about just, you know, the kind of member to coach ratios and what is a sustainable number where we can still maintain
good relationships
with people.
Yeah.
Because, you know, infinite growth is not going to work. You know, it does on paper, like for making money.
Yeah, but not at the quality of standard that we expect of ourselves and of these spaces.
Yeah, so exactly that. Like, so we talk about that, and we've talked about it a couple of weeks in a row in our meeting after looking at a couple of metrics going, hey, this is going up here, but this one here that never used to be a problem is starting to go down. Come to chat about it, well, two other gym owners had the same thing, and actually the numbers were different, but the ratios were the same, and we could see a pattern there. So I guess the beautiful thing is that now there's one, everyone gets better here.
Yeah.
Our gym can get better from the lessons that they're learning, and vice versa. And yeah, conversation on Monday was just so affirming that this is fucking sick.
This is the thing to be doing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that, to our members, is to you, the people out there, is the value that you get from that, from us not having to put as much attention into those details because we're learning together with other people, is like, it's massive. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the value that you have for being a part of that same thing that we're talking about. You're no longer just a part of Jungle Botany, you're a part of the Jungle Alliance.
That's right.
And you've got these people who you may never have met before or know, and you've got this deep connection with them without even having to try for it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's true. So I want to get better at telling the story for the members here of the Greater Alliance mission.
Yep.
And all the OGs know it, but a lot of the others don't. And I could do a better job of bringing that into all of our narrative because it's quite
a big
cool
part of everything we do here.
Yeah, yeah. So I hope if they're listening, like, it's given them a bit of an insight to the back of that.
The moral of the story, crew, is when you plan your next holiday, make sure you plan it as a cross New South Wales to Queensland road trip, stopping at every JB's along the way.
Pretty much.
That's my plan. I know that the reason I got so excited when we opened up the first one, it's like, oh, okay, so I can just do a trip around Australia, start in Sydney, go all around, teach workshops, get paid, and end back at Botany. And I've never had to leave my gym.
That's so cool. But yeah, totally, plenty of members have gone, I mean, Northern Rivers, Byron area, region, it's great to spend time and get out of Sydney. It's like,
yeah, and as long as Taylor Swift's not playing, it's dirt cheap too.
Yeah. So, you know, go up there and check in on the place.
Yeah.
And train and mix and share stories.
And have a good time and see that, like, what you're a part of is this bigger picture.
Yeah, man. Yeah, totally. Probably a good note to finish that one.
Yeah, man. Get out there. Go explore the other gyms. Thanks, crew.
Thanks, bro.